Hi, this is Debbie, and this is Jackie. In this episode, AADL talks to Rhonda Gilpin, owner of the Caravan Shop. The Caravan Shop has been in the same location in the Nichols Arcade since 1927. We talk with Rhonda about the history of the Caravan Shop, how she came to own the store, and how the merchandise have both changed and stayed the same over the years. Rhonda talked about the longevity of many of the businesses in the arcade and how local merchants have adapted to the economic and social changes in Ann Arbor. When did you buy the business?
I bought the business in 1994 from Jim Edwards.
It sounds like he bought the business twice. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Tell us how that worked out.
He bought it from Gene Karp originally and kept it for many years. And then he sold it to Charlotte Wilmette, who had it for, I'm not sure exactly how long, maybe 8 to 10 years. And then he bought it back from her and kept it for quite a long time. And then I bought it from him after that.
Now, why did you want to buy the Caravan Shop?
Both my parents at different points of their lives had worked in the Caravan Shop, and I also had when I was in high school, so there was kind of a long history.
What does the Caravan Shop carry in the store?
Originally, it was opened with gifts from around the world. In the time that I've owned it, I've changed it a little bit to incorporate handmade gifts from all over the United States. So there's a lot of handmade artists within the store, but we still carry a lot of the traditional items that were carried when the store was originally opened, like German nutcrackers and Hagen-Renegar China animals and the prints that have been historically in the windows for the last 85 years. So there's a lot of things that we've kept and retained, but I've also tried to add in some new things.
Tell us about where the merchandise comes from, all the different countries and places in the United States that you get it from.
I travel to large international markets. I go to New York. I'll be leaving in a week to go there. I spend like 4 days, and it's at Javits Center, and I'll go in and buy from companies from France set up there, companies from Italy set up there, companies from Germany set up there, and it's just a huge market for independent small businesses to gather in one spot for retailers to come in and purchase from them.
Do you get to know any of the merchandisers yourself? Have you built up any relationships with particular?
Oh, definitely. Like today, just before I came, I spoke with a man that imports things from Germany, whom I have bought from for probably the last 15 years. And I have pretty strong relationships with a lot of those people because I've been doing it for so long. They're more like friends than just people that I buy from.
Now, are you the only one in your business that is the buyer?
Yes. It's really hard, I think, to own a business, at least at the level that I'm at, to have other people spending your money, you know. It's a small business. You know, you're not working with millions of dollars, so I really am pretty choosy on the things that I like to carry in the store. You know, I try to keep the quality really high and things at a reasonable price point.
Now, obviously, you know your market, and the shop's been open since 1927. What do you think contribute to your success and the longevity of the store?
I would definitely have to say that I'm one individual with three businesses, and I have just had the most outstanding staff and people work for me throughout the years.
Do they give you input on what they think is working at the store or what they'd like to see?
I think actually the people that are in the store are the people that are actually talking to customers.
And day-to-day contact.
Mm-hmm. Of which I'm in and out, but I'm not there. I can't be there all the time.
Do the customers really let you know what they like or?
Yeah, I mean, I think because there's two businesses in the arcade, they'll come from my one store down to my other store. So. Yeah, I hear, you know, if there's ever any bad, I certainly hear that, which there's not too often, but I definitely hear.
The Caravan Shop has been in the same location since 1927. How do you like doing business in the arcade, and have you seen the atmosphere change?
My dad actually worked for Jacobson's as a store manager, so I have literally been in that block for the last 40 years. So, I mean, have I seen a lot of changes around the State Street area? I would definitely say that I have, in not a negative or positive way. I think it's just part of
change.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I love being in the Nichols Arcade. For me, it's like a second home. It'll be a difficult day when I don't come walking through those doors on a day-to-day basis.
Now, both of your daughters are in the business?
I have one daughter who's graduated college, and she has been a huge asset within the stores. And I have a son who is at Washtenaw Technical College, and I have another daughter who's at community. So my kids have all spent time within the stores, and as babies, they were in the store with me every day until they were ready for school.
What does Ann Arbor buy? What would you say they really like and come for?
I would have to say definitely the China animals that are in the front window. I mean, those bring families and kids, which is really nice. It's been known as a greeting card store for a very long time. I carry beautiful greeting cards, so they definitely come in for that. And with Borders not in that block anymore, you know, we've certainly felt a big uptick in that because there really isn't anywhere else where you can go get a birthday card. We sell a tremendous amount of handmade jewelry. And I think we're pretty known for all of our holiday stuff at Christmas, you know, Christmas ornaments, nutcrackers.
Do you get much of the student population in the store?
Oh, definitely. Because our price point is pretty broad. You know, we carry things from $5 to $500. It's affordable almost to anybody.
Now, will you change your merchandise line to accommodate students? Have you done that in the...
I've already done that over the years, but, I mean, we're constantly bringing in new companies and new artists all the time and phasing ones out just to keep a nice mix and keep things interesting within the store.
You mentioned that you are starting to carry carry a lot of American artists in that now. Do you learn about them through trade fairs or how do you contact the American one?
There's also a small section at Javits where handmade artists come in, but I would say the majority of them either set up in Philadelphia or Baltimore. There's a handmade market there, which is very similar to the Ann Arbor Art Fair, only it's artists that actually wholesale to galleries and businesses throughout the United States. I go to those markets and purchase from them there.
How much of the year do you have to spend traveling?
I am probably gone every other month at least for a weekend or two.
Do you travel overseas or the trade fair sort of helps you see?
A lot of the trade shows have people from overseas, which is really nice. I have not traveled abroad just because I've had a family and I have a day-to-day business, so I don't like to be gone for a significant amount of time, but I also have not wanted to leave, you know, my kids for that amount of time, and it's hard to travel that far away with your family and do business. So I have not, but, you know, as my kids have gotten older, I definitely will.
Now, we've asked a lot of questions about your business. Tell us about Rhonda.
Well, like I said, I've been on that block for more than 40 years.
Were you born and raised in this area?
I went to school here in Ann Arbor for a period of time, and then my parents, we moved out towards the Whitmore Lake area. And then I graduated out of Tecumseh High School. When I got the stores, it was, you know, with alarm systems and, you know, things that you need to do to run three stores. I've moved into town and have been here probably for the last 25 years or so, right downtown.
Well, I don't know how you do it. You have three businesses.
Well, I could not have done it without the support, help, and love of my mom. My sisters worked for me over the years, and honestly, the people that have worked for me have been like family. I mean, my retention is probably 6 years a lot of times at a time, so I don't have a lot of turnover, so whoever is working for me generally stays, which is really nice.
Now, let's talk about your other business. Tell us what they are.
I have antique stores. I have two of them. I have one in the Nichols Arcade. It's about 300 feet from the caravan shop, and I also have one on Main Street, about two blocks from the football stadium.
What are they called?
The Arcadian and the Arcadian Antiques Boutique.
Where do you get those merchandise from?
I also travel for those, which I kind of calculated in when you asked me. I usually go on the weekends. I don't like to leave for more than two or three days at a time, and I go to, you know, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Miami. I travel a fair amount. I usually fly, so I have things shipped back, and they're all people that I've had connections with for many years.
So you go to different fairs for the two different stores?
I go to convention centers for the antique things, and then I have what I would call pickers, and it's generally couples that travel throughout the United States that hunt for the kind of merchandise that I sell in the antique stores.
And so they contact you.
Yeah, they'll contact me and say, you know, we're going to be in Florida. We're going to be here for 2 weeks. We found a lot of great stuff. It would be worth your while to make a trip.
So what's the biggest seller in the antique market for you?
Definitely, I would say the antique jewelry has always been a love of mine. And certainly I sell, you know, a lot. And definitely, I would say, you know, if I had to narrow that down, it would definitely be engagement rings, wedding bands, things like that.
How did you come to have two stores in the arcade?
Well, the first store that I purchased was the antique store. And originally when I started that, I had been working in the caravan shop and I had worked at Jacobson's for a period of time. And it was a small consignment shop, which I purchased with the help of Jim Edwards. He lent me $25,000 to purchase the consignment shop, of which I changed into the Arcadian, into an antique store. And so that was my first entity, I guess.
And then you purchased the caravan shop when it became available.
Yep. Well, I purchased the boutique in between, but the caravan shop is my third acquisition.
Tell us about your website.
I have not been super internet savvy. I'm kind of embarrassed to say, because I know that the world is moving in that direction and I am very much brick and mortar. So it's been a hard transition for me in that respect, just because I'm not super computer savvy. But there is a young man named Kyle Marsh who his parents shot my store, and he came in and said, you know, I know you don't have a website, and I think it would, with the way things are moving, you have great stuff. I think your name should be out there. And he kind of helped me design and did a lot of the, you know, the back work for that webpage. And it's taken about a year, but he's done a really nice job and I'm very happy with it. And I have found that I get tons of, you know, people looking at it all the time, and it brings us a lot of business. So it's been a good thing.
So is there any plan of you doing e-commerce?
I guess I would probably have to say no. I mean, I pay a lot of money in rent to have that walk-by exposure. And I think the e-commerce thing, although it would be a huge addition to the business, I think it'd also be a huge transformation. I think I'd definitely have to hire a lot more people to be able to accommodate and handle that. And I'm not sure that I'm the person that wants to get maybe to that level or that size. I kind of like the intimacy of how the shop is.
Okay, the retail landscape in Ann Arbor is constantly evolving. What do you envision the caravan shop to be like in 5 years?
I guess I haven't really thought that far out, to be honest. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping, although I don't know if it'll happen, that maybe one of my daughters or one of my kids will have some sort of vision that wants to move in that direction and, you know, take it to another level. I'm probably as big and as expanded as I want to be, other than just bringing in, you know, new companies and artists. Fortunately, there's like Think Local First. That's been a great thing for any small, tiny business. And there has been like a huge drive, which I think is awesome, to shop, you know, small places, because if you don't, they're just not going to exist. Not even just for me, but I mean, I'm thinking of Zingerman's as being small. I know they're really not in a lot of ways, but they started out really small. Big box stores have their place, certainly, for a lot of different things. But I think if you want something unique, if you want to buy something that is actually made by a small company, a family, then you're only going to get those things in a small business. And in Ann Arbor, there's been a huge push or drive for customers to shop locally.
I have to believe, too, though, when you talk about locally driven, that the urge for people to move back into the downtown area and have walkable places is going to have a big impact on places like the Caravan. Because with Zaragon and a lot of the others, you're just getting a much larger group of people that are walking, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And biking, it's a total positive to the downtown area. And I think as everything becomes more expensive, gas and cars and insurance and all those things, people want to live in an area where they can be on foot and have all the, you know, niceties right at their feet. You know, that's certainly a positive.
What do you think the local government or Merchants Association can do to help small business?
There is a movement to, it's called Think Local First, and it supports actually a lot of small businesses. And I would say a lot of the businesses that people have really built up around Ann Arbor are participating in that. And it's called Think Local First. If you're a small business just starting out, it's definitely something that you want to get connected with.
Is there anything the local government can do that you see would help you? Free parking?
And I don't think free parking is such an issue, because I think, you know, the parking isn't crazy. You're not going to New York City and paying a crazy dollar amount. Not that it's not hugely expensive, but, you know, a lot of businesses, I validate parking. I encourage people to come down. Sometimes I forget to offer, but, you know, certainly when people come in my store, I hope they'll ask if I don't offer, but I validate parking, and I think a lot of the local businesses do down there. And certainly there's ample parking now. We've put in a lot of parking structures. So if you don't mind walking a block or two, parking is, you know, not so much an issue.
Have you gotten to know the other business owners in the arcade over the years?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tell us about some of them. Like, I know Van Boven's has been there a long time, the barbershop.
I would say most of the, you know, Bivouac's, Van Boven's, Van Boven Shoes, certainly the barbershop, Randy Parrish, those are all very core businesses to that arcade. They've all been in there probably 10-plus years. Their families are in the arcade all the time. So, yeah, I've known many of them. I look forward to seeing them and their kids grow up. And I would say that's one thing about a small business and in that arcade is a lot of our customers are regulars, and I am working on second generations of many, many, many customers. You know, I have people that came in and bought their engagement ring 28 years ago, and now those families are coming back with their children, and their children are buying engagement rings. And that's really, it's nice.
Do you think your business is tied to the university schedule, the calendar?
I would say a little bit. I mean, just based on the volume of people that come in for, say, a football weekend or, you know, an orientation, you know, and there's, you know, big blocks of kids coming through with their parents that are visiting Ann Arbor for the first time or whatever. It definitely, you know, is a pump to, you know, the restaurants, to the, you know, the stores. I mean, a lot of those people have never been here before, and it's, you know, it definitely has an impact and an effect on our little stores.
What other business would you like to see in the arcade that would work really well with the mix already there?
I would have to say, like, I think the biggest, most positive addition we've had lately is a store called Wendy's, and it's a women's clothing store in Johnny's, which is a more casual women's store. But I think in the downtown area, we have lost, you know, places where women can go and buy hosiery to wear, you know, with the dress when you run your hose and you work at the university or whatever. I mean, we've lost those places where you can run in and get maybe not student-oriented clothing, but on a more professional level would be really nice, something that completely complemented Van Boven's clothing would be really nice. And Wendy's is doing a really nice job of that, but it would be a great if there was, you know, more than one store that, you know, offered that type of thing. It would bring, I think, women downtown to shop. And also kids. There's not a lot for kids. If you have I carry some things in the caravan shop that are gift-oriented towards children, but if you think about that block in general, there aren't a lot of things, you know, for an infant or for a young toddler where you can go and buy a gift outside of maybe a t-shirt or something.
For more information on the Caravan Shop, visit www.thecaravanshop.net. Music for this episode was Open Seas by Fern Wood off their album Almina, which you can find on the AADL catalog by going to aadl.org/magnatunes. AADL Talks to Rhonda Gilpin has been a production of the Ann Arbor District Library.